If you have your Bibles or wish to take your pew Bibles, I invite you to turn with me to the Gospel of Luke, the 19th chapter. Today we read of the triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem as recorded in Luke, beginning in the 28th verse. After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethpage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as it had been told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of disciples began to praise God joyfully, with a loud voice, for all the deeds of power that they had seen. They said, 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven.' Now some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, 'Teacher, order your disciples to stop.' But he answered, 'I tell you, if these were silent, the stones would shout out.'" Let us pray. Lord Jesus, on this Palm Sunday, we are called to consider who we think you are. If we have made your name a prop or an excuse, forgive us. If we have misused your name or call upon you for self-gain, Lord, forgive us. And help us to see you as you are, as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Well, all of us know that names have meaning. There may be a meaning, for instance, behind your name. Maybe your name for an important part of your family, a relative, an ancestor of some kind. Or maybe they liked the name of a famous person. Or maybe whoever named you just liked the name. There's all kinds of reasons. But apparently naming is problematic at times. We've all run across names that we thought, can't believe they named them that. In Honduras, that became a problem about 20 years ago. There was a tribunal that petitioned the Honduran government to outlaw and ban what they called outrageous names, extravagant names, offensive names. Apparently, there were some names they felt were over the top. In fact, they went as far as to say that because so many parents are giving their kids what they considered gross names or insulting names, those are their words, they wanted the children to have the right to sue their parents for the name they had been given. They mentioned, for instance, it's common for people there to employ names normally associated with automobile parts. Now, if my parents had named me carburetor or intake manifold, I probably would have been upset too. Now, I'm not sure if they were able to put an end to these outrageous names, but it was a problem. And we know that the name of a person can make a difference. Now, sometimes names are changed. A child is given a name, but as they grow up, they may change it for entertainment purposes or for marketing purposes. For instance, Martha Koistra decided that she was going to launch a magazine, an online presence, have a TV show, that she was going to be teaching people how to do extravagant entertaining and preparing of food. But Koistra didn't make it. Martha Koistra, so she changed it to Martha Stewart. That's the household name we all recognize. John Roger Stevens, he's on TV. He was on last week. He'll be on this week. You'll see him if you watch the right TV show. But that's not the name they use. It's not, "Ladies and gentlemen, John Roger Stevens." It's, "Ladies and gentlemen, John Legend." Now, that's a name that gets your attention. It wasn't Eldrick Woods. He changed it to Tiger because Eldrick didn't convey power. Tiger, now, that's a name that has power behind it. The power of a name is nothing new to those who are students of Scripture. In the book of Genesis, we read about Jacob wrestling all night with a divine being near the Jabbok River. Jacob hangs on and refuses to let go until the man blesses him. And so Jacob's name is changed from Jacob to Israel, a name that means one who strives with God. Now, it's not just the ancients who put deep significance in particular names. We still have meaning behind names today. James Bruning, who is a psychologist at Ohio University, studied naming for 30 years. That was his profession and his avocation, as well as all that he wanted to do was study the meaning behind names. And he said, finally, names do carry great expectation. Don't ever underestimate the power of a name. So his advice to parents who were testing out names for their baby is to put some adult signifier in front of the name to see how it works, like Mr. or Mrs. or Doctor or President. Doing that, he said, knocks off a lot of possibilities. Now, can you imagine you're getting ready to have important surgery, and they walk in and they say, "This is your surgeon, Dr. Bubba." I'd want to see a lot of credentials at that point, because the name doesn't convey a lot of confidence. It's not that it's a bad name, a nickname, but you just have different expectations. Or maybe you're getting ready to cast your vote for president, and the one you're looking at is President Sissy. Now, come on. I've heard children called that, but I'm not sure I want that person's finger on the nuclear button. There are all kinds of expectations behind names. We have them as well. Even the mob that welcomed Jesus into Jerusalem had expectations. Just a few days before his execution, they're mired in this culture of names. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the Son of David, the King of Kings, he would be called, the Messiah, Jesus Christ. There were all kinds of names being used. His disciples were sent ahead to Jerusalem using a name for the authority of taking that colt. If anyone asks you why you're untying it, just say this: the Lord needs it. Now, there's a name that carries authority. And apparently it worked because they relinquished that colt. Later, as Jesus is riding on that donkey into Jerusalem, there is this massive crowd that begins to engulf him. Now, it's not a quiet scene, but people are shouting, and it's fascinating and revealing as they're shouting, "Blessed is the King," there's another name, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord." They praise God for all of Jesus' deeds of power, and they cry out blessings as the one who comes in God's name. We're beginning to connect power and name. And of course, those people thought they were applauding King Jesus. That's really what they were looking for. This city that's occupied by Rome, this city that's been dominated by an oppressive religious council. They're looking for the king. And so they name him king, this triumphant, miracle-working, superhuman from Galilee. But instead of a king, they got a lamb. The Lamb is Jesus who takes away the sins of the world. His name is not general. His name is servant. And for these people lining the road going into Jerusalem, they had a lot of expectations. Though Jesus was not interested in insurrection, rather he's focused on resurrection. He had no intention of being a star, of getting caught up in the popular attraction. His name was not for show. It was the name of salvation. Now, it wasn't long before Jesus managed to alienate even that population. The people that had been crying for the king, you find him a couple of days later upsetting the status quo in the temple as he's turning over tables and chairs and chasing out money changers, the salesman who had turned a house of prayer into a den of thieves. These relationships are becoming stormy because he is not fitting their expectations. He is not willing to take the name that they want to give him. And he said things like this. He boasted that he would destroy the temple that it had taken the Herodian Corps of Engineers 40 years to build, that he would tear it down and rebuild it in 3 days. He spoke much more frequently about his impending death. And for a king who had come in the name of the Lord, this was decidedly not what anyone expected. Do you hear what's happening here? These people have names for him. And names carry power and expectation, and none of those are what he's really about. Which leads me to the question I have for you this morning. Because every one of us has to consider that we easily could have been in that Palm Sunday crowd if we're not there today. What is the name of Jesus to you? Now, I know you probably have heard it a lot, hundreds of thousands of times maybe. You've called on that name a lot. You've used it a lot. But that's easy to do, isn't it? Just to say the name. What is it to you? What does it mean? What does it signify to you? What ultimate difference does that name make to you? Because if it's just a name, then what's the point? Why are you even here if it's just a name? There's a lot of understandings of who he is. For some, he's a self-help guru. Just a really nice guy, great teacher, said some wonderful things that are pithy. Others, they would say that there's more to him. He's synonymous with that health and wealth theology of prosperity. In other words, if I use the name the right way, I'm going to get what I want. For still others, he's a liberation leader or a cosmic king. Some would say that he's a compassionate friend. But the children sang to us his name, Hosanna, he will save. If the Jesus we praise today is anything less than a savior, then we've lost sight of who he was and who he is and what his mission is about. If we water down the name of Jesus, then we have lost sight of what that name is really about. Because it's clear that Jesus came to save us. Which begs the question, save us from what? Well, the biblical answer is straightforward. To save us from the power of sin and death. You see, our portfolio can be full, but our spiritual pockets can be quite empty. We may be without even one person that we can say truly loves us. There are some here today that may feel that way. You might be one of those persons that's here today, utterly bored, tuned out, maybe hopeless. You may be someone who's lost your moral positioning system, and that can take you a long way from the path of righteousness. Or you may be hanging on tooth and nail to your sanity as the world crashes in around you, that increasing anxiety every day. In other words, there is a lot to be saved from. We need to be saved, and you can see it in his name. Jesus came to save me, you, the world. And we find that salvation in Jesus, who is the Lamb of God. Now, John put it succinctly as he records John the Baptizer saying, "Behold the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world." That Lamb and that name is Jesus Christ. So let me ask you again, why is that name important for you today? Because it's plain that John tells us in the story of Jesus why it is written, why that name is important. He says, "These things are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and by believing, you may have life in that name." That name is life. Let us pray. We may have said that name many, many, many times, but does it mean anything? Do we understand the power behind that name and what it conveys to us? Because there's plenty of darkness out there, and it would rename us and remake us into something awful, to where we doubt ourselves, or we doubt our neighbors, even doubt you. But it's when that name is written on our hearts, when we love that name, that we find power and strength and direction and purpose in our lives. That name is Jesus Christ, the hope of the world, our Lord and Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen. When my parents were considering what to name me, they chose a Hebrew name for my middle name, David. which means beloved of God, and that name has always had significance for me. My wife and I chose carefully the names of our children, names that we loved, that we knew had family significance, that had beautiful meaning as well. But the most important name for me is that name of Jesus Christ. For that's the one that shaped every other relationship. I hope that you understand the power, the meaning, the hope behind that name, and that you call him your Lord and Savior, that you call him your friend as you go in peace and love. Amen.